All that was before Floyd's death. Police in the center of the largest sustained social justice mobilization in modern U.S. history. The sense of crisis was compounded by the Capitol breach. At least 39 members of U.S. law enforcement agencies from 17 states were found to have attended the rally, according to The Appeal, a news and analysis site. One of them was reportedly a top recruiter for the Kentucky State Police. Among the Capitol police officers, at least six have been suspended with pay, and 29 others are being investigated for their actions, officials say. And although law enforcement is one of the few remaining portals to the middle class that does not require a college degree, the thousands of dollars charged by some police academies can be an obstacle, especially with no guarantee of a job. Davis was fortunate to gain support from his family when he applied to Lincoln, but their warnings are in the back of his mind. "My mom always tells me, you're entering a Caucasian world, and she just wants me to be careful," he says. Davis is one of eight black students, two of them women, in the academy's inaugural class of 11 students. One of the white students is Christopher Cady, a 37-year-old state parole officer who signed up for the $6,000 course after seeing so many demoralized cops leaving the profession. "No one wants to do the job anymore," he says. "It made Cady, a military veteran, want to fill their shoes. I enjoy doing the right thing when nobody's looking," he says. "Not many people are willing to do that." Lincoln University Police Chief Gary Hill hoped to attract students with that mentality and drive when he dreamed up the academy about 3 years ago while working at the Cole County Sheriff's Department in Jefferson City. There, he came across interns from Lincoln University, his alma mater, who were eager to find an inclusive local place to learn about policing. "I thought Lincoln has the resources, it has the students, the facilities. It would just be a great idea," says Hill, who left the Sheriff's Department to lead Lincoln's police force in 2016.